This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, in the plains. It'll be a brutal morning for a lot of people, like there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Winds of about 80 miles per hour with possible tornadoes hitting in the overnight hours. Reporter Brad Gibson is there.
The storm system passed through Tulsa early Sunday morning. I would have thought I was in a hurricane. The winds were in excess of 80 miles an hour and just nonstop for more than 10 minutes. The damage in this area is pretty extensive in terms of tree damage, but also building damage that's been reported and a lot of power outages.
President Biden held his first major reelection campaign event in Philadelphia. Correspondent Willie James Inman was there.
President Biden was in full campaign mode on Saturday during a rally with union members in Philadelphia. Nearly 2,000 people turned out for the event, which was the first major rally for the Biden-Harris campaign. Those in attendance appeared to be excited for Biden's candidacy, with chance of 4 more years, and "Let's go, Joe" shouted in the room. The president is expected to take part in a handful of fundraisers this month.
With tensions described as at their highest in decades, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in talks right now with Chinese officials. Correspondent Tom Foti.
As Secretary Blinken's jet was heading to Beijing for a high-level but low-expectation visit at a time of friction, President Biden, too, spoke a bit about those frayed U.S.-Chinese relations.
I'm hoping that over the next several months, I'll be meeting with Xi again and talking about legitimate differences we have.
Current U.S.-China issues range from Taiwan to that Chinese spy balloon that flew all over the U.S. before it was shot down.
With the busy summer driving season ahead, gas prices are down from their record high a year ago. Correspondent Michael George with the numbers.
Right as Americans prepare for that summer road trip, some good news. The price of gas is far cheaper than the sky-high prices last year.
Last year, we were planning to go to Acadia in Maine, and when we thought about how much it would have cost, we said, let's wait, so we're actually leaving next week.
The average cost of a gallon of regular right now is $3.58. That's down $1.43 from the $5 a gallon it cost last summer.
Now to Washington State, where two people are dead and three others injured in a shooting at the Gorge Amphitheater. The Grant County Sheriff's Office says the shooter was among the injured and is in custody. The EDM festival Beyond Wonderland was happening at that amphitheater this weekend. Police say the shooter fired into a crowd, then walked away. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Great, my God.
The Todd Allbush Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local local civic media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel! It's your Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. .5 The Tap.
Max and Kevy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max and Kevy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Kadot at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max and Kevy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max and Kevy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max and Kevy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I feel you.
Local music, Thunder Goat there from their album A Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have, Adam Scotti, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy. Maxine Kevy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass gifts and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group, that's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to movetomadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago. But metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out. I'm Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the Rockstar Saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max Inc. Heavy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited: rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country, whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Club. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 The Shaw in Waukesaw. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back. listening to local music from Wisconsin.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.